You know how to squeeze me, whoa-oh. You know how to please me, whoa-oh. Now with Noddy Holder coming up with such sweet poetry, is it any wonder that the young beetle-browed Manx scallywag Noel Gallagher decided to take Slade as his inspiration? Squeeze. I recall attending a festival during the dark post-punk days, and well, I've just looked up the word festival, and my dictionary mentions people coming together in celebration. Well, someone got that horribly wrong when using the word to tag a day in the pissing rain at the Milton Keynes Bowl with a bunch of disaffected pillocks for whom music was an incitement to pick a load of fights and throw stuff at the artistes. Squeeze and UB40 were on the undercard that day in support of the Police. And can there ever have been such a top three of whom it could be said individually? They're okay, but it all sounds a bit the same, doesn't it? Squeeze. We are currently playing host to Ziggy, a truly daft old English sheepdog. He is extremely good-natured, mischievous, affectionate, and disobedient. Sometimes all at once. He's a big strong dog and he needs his exercise, so it falls to me to get up at 5 a.m. and walk him before going to work. Got back the other morning and... oof, what is that awful fishy smell? Google reported that his anal glands were probably full and needed an expert squeeze to empty them of the foul liquid. Later I swept the floor of dog dust, 3 stone of which falls from his coat every day, and he attacked the broom playfully. And another waft of steaming rotten fish guts hit my nostrils. Then Google said the gland works overtime when the dog is excited. No further questions, Your Honour, this dog is full. Later we were in the kitchen preparing dinner, and as the smell got worse, Sandra found links to online video pointers as to just where to squeeze around the dog's bum to achieve emptyage. I can't believe there are videos, she said. There'll be fan pages too, I replied. After dinner I said, no treats for you tonight, boy, and he looked up at me with saucer-like big blue eyes. No leftovers, you're back on the dry mix, because according to the internet we need to harden up your stools. He took a tour of the kitchen, looking for scraps, sniffing the floor, touring the worktops. Go and lie down, I said firmly, and with not a little guilt. We hadn't watched a video, but we got to the stage of debating who would take which end, and as the CSI gloves wouldn't fit me, there was only one nervous candidate, Sandra, who spoke up suddenly. Open the bin again, she said. The bin had been popped open and shut throughout the day, and ah, that would be the remnants of the fish wrappings from Saturday night then, the smoked salmon, the prawns, the lumpfish roe. Ah, poor Ziggy. Here, have a sausage. You are forgiven, and you shall not be squeezed. Unlike, well, a few of us entered a New Forest pub, and among the company, my sister Vanessa and her husband Andy. We stand in the snug. Andy departs for the gents while someone gets around it. It is indeed snug in there, but it is Friday night, standing Ramoni. Andy returns and makes the faintest of contact with Vanessa, who reaches behind and gives his crown jewels an affectionate squeeze. Suddenly we're startled. We're aware something's not quite right. None more startled than the elderly gent who's only come in for half a bitter but is finding his todger getting a good working over from a complete stranger whose husband is still in the gents. The look on his face was something to behold. And it's become a familiar face in the Red Lion. Apparently he's in there every Friday these days. Same time. Same place. You know how to squeeze me, whoa ho. You know how to please me.